understand dreams anymore. In the early days, my childhood, a dream was nothing more than a sidestep from reality. Often playful and filled with nonsensical imagery, it would occasionally depict certain horrors to reflect my present-day fears. As strange as those dreams had been, they were still rational in their own way. It was like gazing into a mirror where one could look into the strange irrationality found within one's subconscious. I was not afraid of them. The action of opening my eyes would dispel the lies. I could see the light of day. I could smell the air. As the clean air filled my lungs, I could then see that all the fallacies my mind had offered, and could furthermore determine what the truth of the world around me really was. But that was then, and as I speak to you now, I truly do not understand dreams anymore. These dreams do not seem to come from me. They seem implanted there by entities that I do not claim to understand, nor do I care to be nearly driven to madness by one's dreams is a terrible fate that I do not wish upon anyone. And yet, I was to undergo this fate. The only reprieve I could find was the occasional opening of the eyes. And the opportunity. Opportunity to write down these nightmares upon the pages of a book, the words of which you are hearing as I read them now. But I digress. As I said before, I had become trapped within a dream. I felt as if I stood there before Daxter within his ill-gotten estate. I looked down and saw my hands and feet. I saw my shadow upon the wooden floor. I was there. I was clearly there. But neither the Goatman nor his new canine confederate, Gavin, could see me. It was here that I realized that this may not have been a dream at all. It was a prison. I was imprisoned within my own mind, as the tale of Daxter and Maximus continued before my horrified eyes.
If I may ask, have you thoroughly read through the Book of Maximus?
Cover to cover.
Oh, indeed. Was your completion of the book recent, or during your upbringing in Hidden?
I completed the literary journey within Hidden. However, I have returned to it since coming to this area.
Regularly?
A few pages daily. Why?
I admire your devotion. I have studied this book for the better part of my life, and yet I have received no mark upon my hand. I have had no encounters with the fabled spring rabbit called Lepus, nor have I met Maximus himself, as you claim.
Are you envious of me, Gavin?
Well, frankly, yes. There is no liberty in this world without Maximus. We should all be bound to silly notions of morals and self-righteous indoctrination without his leadership.
Maximus has his own doctrines.
Yes, I was just reading about that. Now, Dexter, as I read this, I want you to tell me what you hear. And please, be honest about it.
Very well.
Listen well, for these are the words of the fat rat. It is the nature of all animals that they strive to please themselves.
There is no moral law but that which the individual creates for himself. There is no objective, only the subjective. You exist in this world to strive for the things that shall please you. It is the way. It is my way. Shall you starve without the food in which you need to sustain yourself? Take what food you desire and eat it. Eat as much of it as you wish. To be fat is to be well contented in this world. Indulgence leads to happiness. Indulgence in and of itself is assured survival. Shall your legacy be diminished by such notions as abstinence? Do we not breed to remain immortal? Then here I say unto you, go out and breed. And to obtain further happiness, do what you will unto any woman or man. If it creates happiness within you, is not happiness good? If you do not think so, then you lie even to yourself. Shall you deny yourself even the smallest pleasure? Why, I never did. I took upon myself every pleasure and every happiness, but that which was denied of me by my own sister. The universe is bountiful. One loss can be replaced by a near infinite gain. Open yourself up to the pleasures of the flesh. Do not be prudish about anything. Indulge, I say. But if you yet do not understand these words, then I shall make it simple. There shall be only one commandment from the great Maximus. Do as you will. Do all that you will in concern to all things.
To serve me,
you only need only to serve thyself.
Gavin.
What did you hear?
I heard his voice as you spoke.
Have you heard it before?
Yes. Yes, I have. I hear his words as you speak them. I have always heard them.
Dexter, I am very attracted to you. Chosen one of the great lust. What do you think of this old dog?
Come with me, Interpreter, and I'll show you.
Still, I could not awake. The dream felt all the more real. I felt as if awake, even though I knew it could not be true. What was going on with me? Was I falling into another world from whence I could not return? But it was then that I realized that I heard the voice of Maximus too. And somehow, I felt he was also speaking.